We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that if someone has a pumpkin shell which he's using to fill up water and has a stone to weigh it down, if the stone is attached, that it doesn't fall out, so then he's allowed to use it. The stone is not muksa. If the stone is not attached, it falls out, so then he's not allowed to use it. The stone is muksa. And on this topic, the Gemara brought the Mishnah later in Perek Neitel that talks about if a stone is on a chavis of wine. And it says you're not allowed to move the chavis, but you can lean over the chavis and the stone will fall out. And the Gemara brings that Rabba Amrab Ami Rabbi Yechanan says that that's only when you forgot the stone there, but if you left the stone there on purpose, it's a basis, and you're not allowed to move the chavis. And Rav Yosef Amrab Asi Rabbi Yechanan says it's only when you forgot the chavis there, but if you left the stone there on purpose, then fakert, then the stone is not muksa altogether. The stone becomes a kli, becomes a kisa l'chavis. And there's a discussion about what makes something into a kli, like we had it before on Nefnunim and Aleph, and we have the Gemaras here, and on the next two Amudim as well. And both of them have to answer each part of the Mishnah, according to Rabba, that the stone remains muksa, even though you made it for a kisa of a chavis. So how come by the Evan, if it's attached to the kiruya, it's not muksa, the Teretz says. If you attach it, it's different. It becomes like a wool of the kli. And according to Rav Yosef, that says it does become a keli, so how come when it's not attached, it's muksa? The answer is, in that case, if you didn't attach it, you mevatel it. Mashen came by the Evan on the chavis, there's no reason for it to be attached. Atkan the sugya. Now, as a very geschmackish shtickler, Rabbi Kivega, I want to say over the entire shtickle, it's negeya more to the inyan of basis and to the inyan of tiltum and atzad and a little bit of gemara which we did not get to do in the shir on kufchav gimel and aleph. And we had mentioned the shtickle earlier in the fourth parak, but here we're going to say it over b'miluyay. And it starts with the Rashi here. Rashi here says a very, very shver zach, the marsha asks the kasha. The Mishnah quotes only the resha of the Mishnah. The Gemara here, I mean, quotes the resha of the Mishnah, that the Evan shall be a chavis. If you have a chavis with a stone on it, you cannot take off the stone. The stone is muksa. You could lean over the chavis and it will fall. And it's talking about a case where it's not a basis of shecheach. Now, when Rabbi says, b'miniach, it's a basis, Rashi says, lo yishanu zokt Rashi, the mutl taltal ha-chavis for Evan aleh. Diktani v'moysi b'in ha-chavis, sheyori la-teis ha-shem shlektipo la-Evan al-chavis ha-betzida, Magbiu matal tzidiv hinefelis. And that's only b'shecheich, but meniach it's a basis. So Rashi specifically says that Rabba, that says it's a basis, is going on a part of the Mishnah the Gemara here didn't even bring down. The Gemara brought down the Mishnah that talks about nir, when you bend over the chavis and the stone falls. But there's another thing called tiltal, when you pick up the chavis with the stone on it. So the halacha is, and that's the Mishnah there, and the Gemara there, if you have something which is not a basis, if it's efshe b'nir, right, matal tzidiv hinefelis, you shouldn't pick up the chavis with the stone. Why? Because you have an etza. You could just tip it over. That's called nir. But let's say it's bein chavis, so then you could do actually tiltal min atzad. You could pick up the chavis with the stone on it and bring it out from the bein chavis. Zakt Rashi, when Rambe says av meniach nasa basis adavra aser, he means it's aser to be metaltal it. The mashmoyis of Rashi is that it will still be mutter, even by meniach, it'll still be mutter to be menarit, it'll still be mutter to be matal tzida. Rashi goes to a whole length. What's Rashi saying? Lo yishanu de mutter l'taltal achavis ve'evan lo yadiktani v'maisu bein achavis magbiu matal tzida. Why bring in that part of the Mishnah? Lo yishanu matal tzida. The teretz is, it seems clear from Rashi that matal tzida will be mutter even by meniach. A basis is no iser of near. There's only an isser of tiltum and atzad. There's only an isser when it's bein achavius and it's shecheach. You could even pick it up with the oven because it's layev shebenir. When it's a basis, you can't pick it up with the oven. But to tip it over, that's Rashi's mashmi you could do. Zog de bekeveg, it's a pella. First of all, why did Rashi have to do that for? Why would Rashi say that the loishonu is going on the second part of the Mishnah? Why not the first part? Mechatesa, where did Rashi get it from? The Gemara didn't even bring down the second part of the Mishnah. Why didn't Rashi say, Lo yishanu, matal tzida? And second of all, on that Mishnah, Kuv Mebeis and Mebeis, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, And Rashi says Lo Yishonu is going on Matal Tzida. So why do you switch it over here? And there's a third kasha which Rabbi Kvega didn't mention. He just discusses this a little bit later in the shtickle. The Gemara, Rav says the same name Ram on the Moish Algabe Akar, that Matal Tzida Vinei Feles, that if you have Moish on a cushion, you could do near, you could bend over the cushion and the money will fall down. And there the Mishnah didn't say anything about being metaltal if it's Bein HaChavis, it's not negay to the Moish Al-Akar. So Rav clearly was saying that by near also it's Aser. So why is Rashi here saying that they're not Asering near, they're only Asering Tiltal Tzapela? The Marsha asks his Kasha, and the Marsha says Rashi didn't want to make such a vaita machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi holds that you're not allowed to even do near, and Rav Yosef holds you're allowed to even be metaltal the Evan itself. That's too big of a machlekes. So that's why Rashi says, even Rabbi holds you can do near. Rabbi just holds you can't pick up the chavis with the stone on it. To make less of a machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. It's not a big machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. They're arguing about one thing. By meniach, is it a kli, is it not a kli? Is it muksa, is it not muksa? On the tzad that it's muksa, so Rav Yosef also agrees that muksa is aser benir. It's aser benir, it's aser betiltul min atzad, and it's aser, on the tzad that it's not muksa, so avadi, you're allowed to carry even the evan itself. So it's one machlekes. When you put an evan on the chavis, al dasti mechasa the chavis, is that alone make it into a kli? And the Gemara has the Azul Tamayu, right? You decide you want to sit on a stone. Does that make it into a kli? Oh no, it doesn't make it into a kli. It's one machlekes. And of course, if it doesn't make it into a kli, so it's muksa, so it's a basis, so everything is aser. And if it makes it into a kli, so it's not muksa, so everything's mutter. It's not a baita machlekes, it's a pella. Laftaka for staying the marsha, but that's what Bekvegas kasha in the marsha. So, Bekitsa, we have a shver Rashi. Why did Rashi say that the case is going on mutter talpul achavis v'evan alel? Why don't we say that it's mutter l'nayir only by shecheach and by meniach it's also l'nayir? There's a Rashi earlier in Daf Mem Tes about Gizei Tzemer. The Mishnah says if you do atman in Gizei Tzemer, you could do atman in Gizei Tzemer. It's not a davar amaisef hevel, but you can't be metaltal the Gizei Tzemer, the wool fibers. They're not a kli. You can't be metaltal them. Kates the way says the Mishnah neidlas a kisev heinayfus. You could pick up the kisev and it will fall down. You could do near. In fact, Rashi akasha wise in the buses. So Taisus could say the answer is the kasha. Because the buses is only if your intention was to leave it there the entire Shabbos. If your intention is to take it out during Shabbos, it doesn't become a buses. But Rashi says a different answer. Rashi and Memtesu and Aleph says an answer. It's not a buses. She'ein osli el l'chasis kedera. The point of the Gizit Semer is to cover the kedera, it doesn't become a buses. What's Pashat Taitch of Rashi? What does it mean? It doesn't become a buses because the Gizit Semer is there to cover the kedera. Why would that make it not a buses? What does it mean? It means the Balamar. There's a Balamar that the Ran brings down that says the Yisayit that the Balamar is here in this Perek. The Ran brings it down earlier in the fourth Perek. That the reason why it's not a Basis is because in order to be a Basis, it has to be the Basis is serving the Dava Muksa. The Basis is coming, Lamashal. You have a table and you put money on the table. So the point is, a table is a place where the money is belongs. If it's meniach, you have a drawer with money in the drawer, something like that. So the basis is serving the davar muksa. Mashenkin here fakert. It's not the pshat that the kedera is serving the gizei tzemi. You need a place for the gizei tzemi. You put it on the kedera. That's not what's happening. It's the other way. The gizei tzemi is serving the kedera. So the kedera doesn't become bottled to the gizei tzemi because the gizei tzemi is only there to help the kedera. So that's not a basis. You don't say a basis when the point of the reason why the muksa is here is because the davar heter is serving the muksa, is helping the muksa. Mashengo in fakert, the muksa is helping the heter, it's not a basis. What do we do with agamar? Why do you put the evan on the chavis? You put the evan on the chavis to cover the chavis. So fakert, again, the muksa is serving the davar heter. The davar heter is not serving the muksa. And nevertheless, Rabbi says it's a basis. Azad Yabikrega, I noticed in the Perikol Akel, the Balamar himself asks his kasha on his chat. And the Balamar says a deichik. The Balamar says that when Rabbi said meniach, it's nasa basas adavra asir, he means you didn't put it there in order to be a kisei chavis. You put it there because you want to store the oven, and there's a good place to store the oven on the chavis. So now, forget the chavis being mishamish the oven. That's why it's a basis. That's the only case that it's a basis. Because the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbah, the whole Gemara, Mesvin and Ashmeitzin, it brings a raya from Rabbah, that it doesn't become a kli, even though you put it there to be a kisik deira. But Rabbah wasn't talking about the case you put it there to be a kisik deira, because otherwise it wouldn't be a basis. So what's pshat? As a daichik, you have to say that Enechanami Rabbah was only talking about a case where you put it there not al das kisik, that's when it's a basis. But Rav Yosef said that by Niach, when he put it there al das kisa, it becomes ice kli, and Rabbah didn't hold that way, and somehow this machlek is implied. But it's very shvet. It's a bizzle dachuk. I'll tell you b'shan Rashi. There's a gemar earlier in this perek that you have a pagash atamna b'tevin, chararash atamna b'gecholim, and megulam iksasa mutil talta v'mlav asa l'taltala. And Abbas Matadai says, even if it's not megulam iksasa, you can metalta with a kush and a karkar. And the Gemara says they're arguing about tiltum min atzad. So in other words, in the terminology that we're using, when you put a paga in Tevin or a charor in Gecholim, or we have the case there of the pugla, mamala lamata, lamata lamala, if you're doing near, that means the megula miksasa, so what's going on is near. Near is mutter. But if you're doing tiltum, that's a teichem v'kusha b'karker, the tiltum min atzad, that's asr. So Taisus wants to know, why is near mutter? It's a basis. You put it there b'dafka. And if it's shecheach, so why is tiltul asr? Man of shech. If you put it there b'dafka, so even near should be asr. So how come by megula miksas it's mutter? Near should be asr by a basis. Elamai, you didn't put it there b'dafka, shecheach. So even tiltul, if necessary, is mutter. What's the pshat? So Taisus says, a gavaldigi yisait. You put it there all das that you don't want to leave it there the whole Shabbos. So according to Taisus, it's not a basis. But it's still a shtickel basis. It's not a basis, near is mutter. But it's genuga basis that tultum in atzad is asir. But that's a pshat. And that's how Taisus learns in Gemara earlier in the Kufchav Gimel and Aleph, that this case, the near is mutter, because not a basis, and tiltul, that's the machlokes tanoim, but the ones where tiltul is asir is because it's not the same as shecheach. You put it there on Manas Litlai, so it's a shtickel basis, enough to ask a total. So Agya B'Kivege, Rashi also holds this way. Rashi holds this way, but not Meniach Manas Litlai, Rashi doesn't have this chalukah. Meniach Manas Litlai, Rashi doesn't hold of. Rashi holds of the Svar of the Baal Amar, but not completely. Avad, the Svar of the Baal Amar means that it's not a basis, and near will still be mutter. But tiltul, tiltul min atzad, it's genuga basis to ask a tiltul min atzad. So Mel is very good. And that explains the difference between this Gemara and the Gemara later in Perek Naito. This Gemara, Meniach, means he made an aldas to have a kisei chavis. So Rashi, that we see from Gisei Tzemer, that if you do an aldas to make a kisei chavis, so near is mutter. It's not considered a full basis to ask even near. Because a full basis to ask even near needs to be in a case where the davar heter is being mashamish the muksa. Here he's putting it in order to be a kisei for the chavis, so the davar heter is not being mishamish the davar muksa for keret. The davar muksa is being mishamish the davar heter, so it's not enough of a basis to ask a near. So Rashi, you're right. Near is taka mutter. The case of the Gemara that asks is asking tiltul min atzad. That's why Rashi says tiltul min atzad. But the Gemara in Perek Neitel, who says the Tome is being a kisei chavis? Rav said this din. Who says the Tome is a kisei chavis? He's talking about that you want to store the oven. In that case, takanir is aser. That's Rabbi Kivege Shtickel. Now, what's interesting to me is that there's a Rashi which fully supports Rabbi Kivege Shtickel. I'm so surprised Rabbi Kivege didn't bring it. The Rashi and Nafnan Aleph and Aleph on the bottom. The Rashi is Maskal Oisha Tom Medavish Einen Nito. Because, first of all, the Rashi is very shver. It's ton, without Rabbi Kivege Shtickel, it's ton beer. And second of all, it's a stira to Rashi and Daf Nun, and Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara there brings a brisa that says, if you tamen v'kisu b'davar ha'nitl b'shabbos, a tam b'davar she'en ha'nitl b'shabbos v'kisu b'davar ha'nitl b'shabbos, ha'reiz ha'nitl l'machzer. If you covered it with a davar that's not muksa, so you could easily take out the pot and put it back. Tamen v'kisu b'davar she'en ha'nitl b'shabbos, let's say what you used for hatmana and kisui of the pan is something which is muksa. Well, let's say you were tamin it bedavar anito, but the kisui is ainanito. If it's megula miksasa neitul lemakzi, v'mlav ainanito lemakzi. So here you have a pat, which it's the what's around the pat is something which is not muksa. What's on top of the pat is something which is muksa. If it's megula miksasa, then you can get it out. If it's not megula miksasa, you can't. So Rashi asks the kasha, why can't you take your tama medavra anitol, so take out the sides, and then turn over the pat, and it'll fall down. And he says, kahid tnan lekamon, ha'evin shalpi achavis, matal tzidivin nefelis, v'mhoisibein achavis, magbiyu matal tzidivin nefelis. Zogt Rashi, ha'kim nahasim b'shachach, avu b'miniach nasid basas adavar aser. That's only by shachach, but by miniach, it's nasid basas adavar aser, so you can't do it. Aye, so how come by Megula Miksasa you could do it? Rashi says, Ein ze tiltul, shemetzana doi vekisa neitul neifel me'elam. That's not tiltul, you're just turning it, and the kisa is falling off on its own. So I have two kashas on this Rashi. Rashi, he asks a kasha, why can't I go and pick up the chavis and tip over the davar she'ein anito? So Rashi says, because it's a basis. Aye, so how come by Megula Miksasa it works? Rashi says, because you're not doing any tiltul, you're just mitzadadei v'hu naifel. So first of all, Rashi says it's a basis, and Rashi here, by taimim begizei tzemer, Rashi says it's not a basis, because ein asa l'chasas kedera. He says it's not a basis. Here he says it is a basis, and there he says it's not a basis. Mamash is steer from mem tes and an aleph. And second of all, if it's a basis, why does megula miksasa work? What do you mean it's not a tiltul? It's a near. You're picking it up. It's Masada, Devu Neifel. It's a near. What do you mean it's not a total? Abadash date the ganze shtickler of Kivega. The case by Gizet Tzema says you take the Kisli Vuhu Neifel. It's obviously Megula Miksasa. Otherwise, how do you get to the Kisli? Now, if it was a Basis Gomor, of course, near would be Aser. But since it's Enayel Lachasis Kedera, like Rashi says in Memtes, it's not a Basis Gomor, so near is Mutter. But when it's not Megula Miksasa, like similar to the case of Pugla, so you have to pick up the entire pot and shake it off. And that's when Rashi says, "From Tamar, why don't you pick up the pot and shake it off like it says, Ha'evin shalpi achavis mat v'neifel," and he also says, "From hayabein achavis, magbiyu mat al tzid v'neitel." He's asking for that case. Because when it's not megula miksasa, you can't do near. You have to do a tiltul min hatzad. So Rashi, it's a basis. Before he said it's not a basis, that's only legabe near. And that's what he means here also. By Megula Miksasa, it's not Tiltul, it's Mitzadadei V'hu Neifel, meaning it's just near. So you put the two Rashis together, Himam Rashesu V'kivegas Vart. B'negeya near, it's not a basis. Ein asa l'chasas kedeya. B'negeya Tiltul, it's a basis. That's why you can't say Magbiya V'mat Al-Tzi D'Vi Neifel. It's Mamashe V'kivegas Shtigl, it just bothers me. And V'kivegas had to be Mitzayna, it's Mamashe V'kivegas Shtigl. Al kavanim dashtein nevi kivega. The Gemara says v'ozlo tamayu that Rav Ami Nevasi v'ozlo tamayu because there's a question. There was a story that they came to a nadvik shalavanim and he told Tamidov, according to Reb Chanina, he told the Tamidim go and just have machshava and that alone will make it not muksa. And Rabbi Yechanan says Rebbe needed a maisa. So the question is what maisa did he need? So Rav Ami said suvalimdom. Rashi learned suvalimdom means go make some rows, and that way, even though they remain muksa, but you're allowed to sit on them because you're allowed to sit on something that's muksa. You're just not allowed to move it, so you won't have to move it if you already set them up before. But they can't; they don't become ois muksa because you plan to sit on them. And Rav Asi says, suvashivshifim, you just have to dust them off. That's a maisa kolduhu to make it ois muksa. That stems with Rav Yosef that it becomes a kisu l'chavis. So there's a big sugya about it. When is machshav enough, and when do you attack a nida meisa, and who we pass the like? And it's the gay more, the next sugya really, kufchav avim and beis. Maybe we'll have a chance to speak about it there. But just a little bit, kitz and nimrats, there is a machloikis Rajban Niran, which we spoke about earlier in Daf Nun, that the Rajba holds that the problem here is, the reason why machshava doesn't help, is because you need machshava la'ilam. Machshava for just Shabbos Achas doesn't work. And that's why he says, if you miyachad a stone, in order to crush, walnuts, to crack open walnuts, you meachad a stone for Shabbos, it doesn't work. And that's why, over here, we pass in suvalimdom, like Rabbi Ami. But the Ran holds, no, even yichad for Shabbos works, but it depends on the thing. If it's like a stone to crack walnuts, that's a normal thing to use, so then it would work. Here, a stone is not normal to be a chair. You don't make a stone into a chair. It's too hard. It doesn't work so good. So that's why machshava doesn't work. And same thing with the Evan to be a kisif for chavis. It's not a normal kisif for a chavis. That's why it doesn't work. That's the machlekes here. According to the Ran, and the Ran explains this, it's very good, the Gemara, why the next Gemara about chariyah shel dekel, the Gemara brings a zmeira shikshura, and the Gemara says, lema sees loike reb shimon gamliel, the tanya chariyah shel dekel shigodjel le'etzim, and the Gemara discusses, the Gemara seems to hold like reb shimon gamliel, later the Gemara says, halacha reb shimon gamliel, and the Gemara doesn't bring that in by this machlekes rabbi Nevi Yosef. It sounds like a completely different thing, and the answer is because it's a very normal thing to use a zmeira as a rope. So, Mel, that's why we hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel that ain't sarach likshar and machshav alone works. Now, shenken and evan, it's not a normal thing to use evan as a chair or as a kisi chavis. When it's not a normal thing, then machshava doesn't help. That's the Ran Shita. The Shulchan Aruch brings his day, but the Shulchan Aruch also brings the Yesharim like the Rashba, that even if it is a normal thing, if you're not doing it la'ilam, then it doesn't work. One ishtalzach on one more nekuda. There's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham wanted to learn up the Rambam, that the Rambam says that when you come and get the stones and you decide to want a yechishev leishev aleim, you have to be limdom, you have to set them up. So the Rambam is mashma. It says im limdom mut leishev aleim marcham lav asa leishev. So the etzem loshim the mashmoyis of the Rambam. The Rambam says you have a nanvich shalvanim shechishev leishev aleim. That a limda mutilation in the machim la vasalashiv is mashmet, the limda makes them ice muksa. Rashi is mavur, the limda doesn't make it ice muksa. The limda means that you're setting it up, but ifin, that you won't have to metaltal, so mele itak is muksa. That's why you're setting it up, so you won't have to metaltal. But the Rambam that says it im limda mutilation in la vasalashiv, so the Rambam's mashmi is arguing Rashi in two nekudas. First of all, the limda makes it ice muksa. The limdom is not just the echetimsa not to metaltal them. The limdom makes it ice muksa. And the second is that even that if something's muksa, you can't sit on it. As though you would learn up the Rambam. You know, limdom is like a maisa, like we have, like tzarech lekashran, you know, like you have the other maisas that you have, tzav b'shemen, whatever it is, that you have, when you do a maisa, that can make it into a kli. So, okay, Rashi learns limdom is not a maisa to make it into a kli. Limdom is a maisa, it's not really a maisa altogether, it's just, you're setting it up that you won't have to metaltal tomorrow, it will remain muksa. But the Rambam, the Loshen and the Rambam, and limdom mut deleshaleim, and lav asaleshiv, is mashun limdom makes it ice muksa. That's first of all. But then it sounds like another big machlek is Rambam and Rashi. That Rambam, that Rashi holds, that you're allowed to sit down even if it's muksa. But the Rambam says, Imlav asaleshiv, meaning you're not allowed to sit down on it. It doesn't say you're not allowed to be metaltot. That if it's muksa, you're not allowed to sit on it. Which is a little bit shver. If you're not being metaltot, what's the issa to sit on it? So first he says, it's not a machloikis. Rashi's talking about stones that don't move. If they don't move, you're allowed to sit on it. The Rambam is talking about stones that shake. If the stone shakes, so when you're sitting on it, you're being over on total muksa because the stone is shaking. But then he was bothered, that's a total begufay. It says a kash al gabe mita, you're allowed to sleep on the kash even though you're moving it with your guf. A total begufay is mutter. So vaita, why is the Rambam saying now let us sit on it? So mainly he's a little bit chaser, and he says that the Rambam just means you're not allowed to move it to sit on it. If you set it up the day before, so then you could sit on it because you're not going to be moving it. Mashengen, if you didn't set it up, you're not allowed to sit on it, meaning you're not allowed to move it. But l'chayr, the Lashon and the Rambam is a little bit more mashma like his first pshat, that the limdom gives you a heter to sit on it, and if not, even without tiltel, it's asa to sit on it. But the Magen Avraham at this point was nothing on, there's no issa to sit on it. Now we spoke about this way back in the second perek. Because the Gemara asks a kasha, that when you masikin bekelim, it says, Masikim Mikhail, they're Masikim Mashivar Kalim. We had it in our parak or so. The Gemara had a kash over there. When you're Masikim Mikhailim, they become Shivar Kalim. And the Gemara's kash was, Vachika Mahapach, Visura Kamahapach. When you're poking the fire, it's already shiver kalim, so be sure come out, because Gemara says it becomes bottled to the etzim that are there. So the Rashi says the Gemara's kasha was only that you can't move it. Chiga mahabak be sure come out, but with have a nah from muksa, that's mutter. Even though it's shiver kalim, it's nailed, you're not allowed to move it, but you might have enough from it. But the Rashi says, the Rashi qualifies that. The Rashi there says, now, what about lighting Shiva Kalim? Using Shiva Kalim as a wick we had before, if you're Madlik, Sarach, Ladlik, Bereva, Yetzeh, then you're not allowed to light it, you're not allowed to make Shiva Kalim a wick to light with it. Why? You're not moving it. So the Rashba says you're being mishtamish with it. Using the muksa, even without moving it, you're being mishtamish with the muksa, and he throws in, who in the lismachal of Kari Amita is Aser? You're not allowed to be mishtamish with muksa. You can have a no from muksa, no me'elov, but to be mishtamish, be dying with muksa is Aser. So Rabbi Kvega asks his kasha, Rabbi Kvega is in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chafei, that he brings down the Rashba there, and he says from the Rashba that says it's also lismar v'kari amita, it's mavur that you can't sit on muksa. And he quotes the Magen Avram that we just quoted in Simon Shin Ches, Sifkat Mem Aleph, that we just quoted this Magen Avram that says you're allowed to sit on muksa, it's really l'chayra al kapanim, the way Rashi learns his Gemara, that you're allowed to sit on muksa. And l'chayra, it doesn't stem with the Rashba, which says ain't allowed to sit on muksa. So maybe in Echinami, maybe the Rambam would hold like the Rashba, and the Rambam is saying you need limdom to make it a kli. And if it's limdom, then it's a kli, and you're allowed to sit on it. And if it's not limdom, so it's not a kli, so now it's in it because now it's sit on muksa, even though you're not being metaltal it, but you're being mishtamish with the muksa. Muksa is mutter with anah, but to use the muksa even without touching it should be even without moving it. Would be Aser. Now the Beis HaLevi, in Simon Yin Beis, Mavadri asks a steer that the Magen Avraham and Simon Tav Kaf Aleph says, called as Shivri Kalim, you can't be masik with them, even without being metal to them, because it's Aser Banah. And I would think the Magen Avraham means like the Rashba, it's Aser B'Shimush. But how does that stem with the Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Ches that says, you're allowed to sit down on the Avonim that are Muksi? He wasn't even mitzanded a reason why not. He only said maybe because you're moving it, but it's still Tubu Gufay. So he held, you're allowed to sit on it. And the Rashi himself brings down that Shivrei Kalim, you can't be massacred because you've been mishtamish with it. And the Beis HaLevi brings a lot of cases in the Gemara which shows you clearly you're allowed to be mishtamish with the Muksa. L'mashal, when you time the Megizei Tzemer, and you're not being metal to them, but you're being taimin in them, and you're allowed to even return the kdeira to it. So you're being mishtamish of the muksa. You're putting the kdeira in the gizei tzemer. Why isn't that like being mishtamish of the muksa, like sitting on the muksa, or burning the shivei kalim, lighting the shivei kalim, being mishtamish of the muksa? The same thing it says you could put a stone in the chayil and the avak drachim to cook it up, but the chayil is muksa. Also, there's a Gemara later, Dafkuf Mem Aleph, Akash al Gabi Mitla, Inene Biyada Menea Begufay. And some Rishayim will learn that Menea Begufay means that you're lying down on the Kash. So, Vaiti, being Mishtamish of the Muksa. And then he doesn't quote our Gemara, but he quotes a similar Gemara in Daf Nun about the Chayr Shaldekel. But the Chayr, our Gemara is another Raya, at least according to Rashi, that Suvalimdom, and you're sitting on the Avanim. So, Vaiti, Mishtamish of Muksa. So the Chayyar is Mefurish in common Gemara, so you're allowed to be Mishtamash and Muksa. Later he brings the Rashba, but he doesn't have a Klara Teretz. Had he answered all the Gemaras that he brought? The Chayyar Tzarechi in Gadol. There's a Gevaldik Gestickel from the Stipler, and Mesech Nizbeya, Simon Dalid, and we spoke about the concept before, but now we'll speak about it a little bit in Kaimai, that there's two things, we call them both muksa, but they're two completely different isurim. When you have aksas hadas for something, like even according to Reb Shimon, you have muksa machsasar and kiss, and gregor sit smukim, and muksa machmas mitzvah, because you're maksa daitai. And according to Reb Yehuda, anything which is not mucha and wasn't aimed to use is called aksas hadas, it's called muksa. So that is aksas hadas, that comes from the pasuk vehechinu. And the shaila is how to learn vehechinu, do you need muchan? Or, you don't need muchan. Haksas hadas ases. Haksas hadas makes it anti-muchan. But al kaponim, you learn that from vechinu, it's a asmachta of vechinu. So vechinu be yisayt is an isser achila. We find in Perek Mefanim that isser achila, muksal achila is muchan and muksal tilta, because you have an asmachta. Be yisayt vechinu is an isser achila. If dem zakh the Rashba, that hu adin any time you're being mishtamish with it, not just having enough from it, that's okay, but being mishtamish with it, that's also a chelik of the yichinu. You're not only being mishtamish with the davar sheinu muchan even without toto. But eitzim avanam amuchan, eitzim avanam are not muksa. No one's maksa daiti from them. There's no machlekes of shimon of yudav eitzim avanam. You're going to say the eitzim avanam are worse, that they're like muksa maksa and kiss. Why? No one minds using eitzim avanam. It doesn't have a shame kli. You see, a whole Gemara discusses all dinim you need a shame kli, even if you decide you want to use it. So it's not muksa, but like we said over the Rashba, maybe Yichud Shabbos Achas doesn't work, and according to the Ran, Yichud doesn't work on a Dover, it's not the Derech to be Miyachid. Well, you decided you want to use it. Where's the Aksas Adas? So like this type, there's no Aksas Adas B'chlal. There's nothing to do with Ve'echinu. It's a Naya Isser. The Isser is, if it's not a Kli or an Eichel, and I'll be Metaltalot. A Naya Isser, Tiltal Avanim. What we call Muksa Machmas Gufa is not an Aksas Adas. Like I said, you don't find the machlokes of Yudim Shimon. This always was saying what I think is a raya mechrachas to this Yisayid. That you find machlokes in about this, right? Like I have a machlokes here, the Kisli Evan. Is that muksa or not? And the one that holds its mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the one that holds its asr even according to Rabbi Shimon. No one brings in Rabbi Yudim Shimon here. And you have all these cases that are coming up also. You have the Chayr Shaldeko Shigadim Le'etzim, and the Gemara compares it to Zemayra, and we have the case of Nagar and Nigar, and we have the case of Kisu Kalim, and we have a bunch of cases, and there's big machlokes in about them. The machlokes is Rav and Shmuel and Rav Asi, and no one shtel su anything about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So, Manavshach, is it a worse muksa that even Rabbi Shimon's maskim? Or is it, that sounds like a right to machlokes? The Torah says has nothing to do with Aksas, that's not with Rabbi Shimon. You need a shame keli. It has to have a teiris keli. If the muksa is because it doesn't have a teiris keli, there's no iser shtamshus. It's a whole different thing. If the muksa is asar nachana there, you learn that from v'nchinu iser shtamshus. V'keh, the ikir iser shtamshus. The muksa v'shtamshus of achil is more common than tiltul. Mashegin, if it's because it's not a keli, there's no aksar sadas. If no aksar sadas, there's no iser shtamshus b'chlal. That's the stipulous word. So all the cases the Beis Halevi brought, whether it was Gizei Tzemer, or Yatminenu B'chayil, or this case of Avanim, or Kashal Gabi Amita, all these cases, there's no Aksas Adas B'chlal. These are things that you're going to use. It's just, it's not a Keli. It's not a Keli. So Mel is an Issa Tiltul. There's no Issa Ishtamshus. And that explains the scene in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was told that it's not a Keli. It's not a Keli. The Magen Avraham didn't have a Chom of any Issa Ishtamshus. Shaz, why should you need it to be a kli to have yeshiva? He says, maybe because it's a total begufa. If a total begufa is mut, he didn't have a pshat. Hashegin shiva kalim is nailed. Nailed is achsar nachana. Achsar nachana is an issur shtamshis. That's all from the stipla. I can all make a pshat.